Hello, my name is Hannah, speaking to you on the recorded line. What is the name of the person you're transferring?
Jessica Fortenberry.
Okay, you can go ahead and complete the transfer. Thank you so much and have a good day.
Okay.
Hello, this is Jessica.
Hi.
Hi, my name is Hannah, speaking to you on the recorded line. Were you looking to see if you may participate in the Depot Provera lawsuit today?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. We can go ahead and get started. But before we do so, I did want to confirm some basic information for yourself. You said your first name here, or she said your first name here is Jessica. Is that going to be J-E-S-S-I-C-A?
Yes.
Okay, and may I please have the full spelling of your last name?
F as in Frank, O-R, T as in Tom, E-N, B as in boy, E-R-R-Y.
Okay. Perfect. So I have Fortenberry. Is that right?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. And I do have a phone number here for you, which is going to be 228-341-7800. Is that right?
Correct.
Okay, perfect. And are you currently a resident of the U.S.?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. We can go ahead and get started. As it pertains to the Depot Provera case, have you already found an attorney, or would this be your very first time looking into it?
This is my first.
Okay, so you are willing to affirm that you had not signed documents or sought legal representation with any other law firm. Is that right?
Correct.
Okay. Okay, and was it you that had been taking the Depot Provera shots?
Yes.
Did you take the Depot Provera shots for at least one full year?
Yes, I took it for close to 7.
Oh, wow. Okay, 7 years. Okay. And would you say that at least within a year that you had at least 4 separate injections within that 1 year? Basically, once
yes.
every 3 months. Okay, got it.
Yes.
Okay, and after taking the Depot shots all these years, were you then diagnosed with meningioma?
I was, yes.
Oh, geez, I'm really sorry to hear that. I'll go ahead and grab some information so that we can go ahead and assist you here, okay? When were you diagnosed with your meningioma? Do you have the exact date?
It was May 21st, 2017.
I'm going to read that back to you. Did you say that was May 21st of 2017?
Correct.
Okay, got it. I'll go ahead and put that in here. And then what's your date of birth?
2-3-81.
Okay, so I have that here as February the 3rd of 1981. Is that right?
Correct.
Okay, and besides yourself, are you aware of anyone else that had taken Depot Provera and was affected similar to you, or not to your knowledge?
Not to my knowledge.
Okay, and was it the name brand Depot Provera, Pfizer brand right. that you were using? Okay, got it.
Yes.
Okay. Okay, and in terms of the start dates, I know you're estimating somewhere between 6 and 7 years. What month and years did you want me to put for the start date and the stop date for your Depot Provera usage?
So I started, I would say July 2009, and I stopped using November of 2016.
I'm going to go ahead and put July, again, since we don't know the exact date, obviously, I'm going to go ahead and put July 1st of 2009 and date November 1st of 2016. Is that right?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. Go ahead and move forward here. And for HIPAA purposes, can you please confirm your gender for me?
Female.
Okay, perfect. And I have your first name here as Jessica and then Fortenberry. And do you go by middle name or middle initial, or just Jessica Fortenberry?
Jessica.
Okay, got it. And social?
It's 587-470105.
I'm going to read that back to you. Was it 587-470105?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. Thank you so much. Okay. And what's going to be the best email for you, Jessica?
It would be 143. All for me, all, A-L-L, the number 4, and then M-E at Gmail.
Perfect. I have a numbers here, 143, and then A like Apple, L like Larry, the number 4, M like Mary, E like Elephant at gmail.com. Is that right?
Yes.
Perfect. And again, I have your phone number here is 228-341-7800. And what's the best address for you?
It would be, let's see, probably 20. I would just say probably go to my mom's. It would be 2046 Beach, BEACH Boulevard. And that's in Biloxi, Mississippi.
Okay.
39531, apartment B320.
B320. Okay. I'm going to read that back to you. So I have 2046, that's 2046, Beach Boulevard, apartment B like boy, the number 320 in Biloxi, Mississippi, 39531. Is that right?
Correct.
Okay. Perfect. And prior to being diagnosed with your meningioma, were you ever diagnosed with cancer?
No.
Okay. And do you happen to remember the doctor that had diagnosed you with your meningioma?
I have it. Let's see. It would be Dr. Renlin Wan. It would be B as in Victor, E-R-N-I-L-Y-N. And the last name is Juan, J-U-A-N.
Okay. And did you see him in New Orleans on Pre-Tanya Street? Okay. Got it. Let me go ahead and put in his information here. And was Dr. Juan the same doctor that had treated you for your meningioma as well?
No.
Okay. Who was that doctor?
Okay, that would be, it would be Dr. Jonathan Riffle. R-I-F-F-L-E.
Okay, got it. I found him. All right. That's neurosurgeon. Okay. Okay. And that would be off of Jefferson Highway in New Orleans, right?
It was on Judge Perez.
Okay.
Oh, yeah, his office, right. You're right.
Okay, no worries. I did also find that address as well. Okay, and in terms of who had actually prescribed you the original shots, do you recall which doctor or which facility or clinic you had gone to? Typically, it's either a clinic or usually it's your OBGYN.
It's my doctor, that's the one.
Okay, Dr. Juan was the one that prescribed you.
Yes.
Okay, got it. I'll go ahead and put in his info. And did you have the injections at Dr. Juan's office, or did he have them? Okay, it was at the location. Okay, no worries. Okay, I'll just grab his phone number again. Okay, and at Dr. Juan's office, they are going to have the medical records that show your diagnosis on there. Is that correct?
Correct.
Okay, got it. And last thing here is I will just need an emergency contact number. We're not able to share with them any information about your case at all. It's purely just so we have a secondary phone number on file in case this one gets disconnected.
Okay. It'll be Chris Brown.
Okay.
And then it's 601-813-2302.
Perfect. And who is Chris to you?
He's my best friend.
Okay, thank you. All right, let me go ahead and get this generated. So what I'm going to do now is I, of course, am going to generate the consent forms for you. So in the meantime, if I'm not already, you can go ahead and put me on the speakerphone.
Okay.
Okay, so what's going to happen now is it'll take me about a minute or so to generate these consent forms, and then you can go ahead and get them signed. It'll be sent both through email, so you'll always have it on your email, and through text message as well. Typically, that's a bit easier since we are obviously on the phone right now. But let me just confirm some info with you before I go ahead and send this over. You are confirming that you are indeed at Jessica Fortenberry at 2046 Beach Boulevard, apartment B320. At Biloxi, Mississippi, 39531. Or that's your mom's address, right?
Yes.
Okay. And your date of birth here is as February the 3rd of 1981 with a social security number of 587-470105. Is that right?
Correct.
Okay, perfect. And you are confirming that you are looking to participate in the Depo Provera case today. Is that right?
Yes.
And I did remind you earlier that this phone call was recorded?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. So I just sent that over. You are going to see a text message notification on your phone. When it pops in, go ahead and click on it.
Okay.
When you click on it, there's two text messages. The one I want you to look at is the bottom one. There's going to be a link. It's a physical link that you're able to click on your phone. Go ahead and click on that.
Okay.
When it does load, there's going to be two questions that pop up. The first one, obviously, is to allow. And then the next one is going to be a security question. Obviously, just make sure your email is correct on there. Go ahead and click allow and continue. Then it'll say, please review and act on these documents. So when it says that, just go ahead and click where it says, I agree to electronic signature, the box at the bottom, and then click continue. And once
it's
you
still
do,
loading.
Okay, no worries. Yeah, we'll just take our time with it. Sometimes it's a bit finicky, so no worries there.
Still loading, I'm sorry.
No worries, take your time. And just to let you know that once you do get this done, that is the last step that we need to do today before the attorneys do contact you from now into the next 4 days. And usually that phone call, it's only about 5 minutes. They just want to make sure that they do make direct contact with you before they start pulling your records.
Okay.
And in the meantime, while we are waiting,
continue. And then agree.
Yep, I agree. And then continue again. Mm-hmm. And then at the next page, you should see a start button at the top. You see that?
It's still loading.
Okay, no worries. And while we are still here, okay, yeah, so it looks like you were able to access the document. So just let me know when it does load. You should see a start button at the very top. It should be in yellow.
Okay, here we go.
Perfect.
This
once you
fine.
Click, perfect. Yes. So what I want you to do now is I actually just want you to look for a yellow box with a downward facing black arrow. Do you see that?
I got that. Okay.
Perfect. And now you can either draw your signature or you can click select style. They'll create one for you, whichever you feel most comfortable with.
Okay.
And whenever you're happy with either of those, at the bottom left, go ahead and click where it says adopt and sign.
Okay.
And there's going to be a couple more of those boxes until you reach the very end where it'll say finish.
Okay.
And then when it says finish, I will see it on my side. Okay, perfect. So what you're going to see on your end is you're going to see a continue button. You actually don't have to click that at all. You can actually exit out of the website now. That's mm-hmm. only asking for you to create an account, which we don't need you to do. Again,
got
like
it.
I said, it'll always be in your email. If you ever want to reference back to exactly, you know, the law firm's name, their address, all their contact information, it'll be in your email. Last thing here, I am going to text you in a couple minutes here with my direct number. So in case you have questions or want any updates on your case, just feel free to call or text me and I'll be able to assist you. Okay.
Great. Thank you.
Yeah, of course. And like I said, the case doesn't fully start until the law firm does make direct contact with you. So just make sure that when they are reaching out, you do get back to them within a reasonable time frame. Okay.
Sounds good.
Okay, well, I appreciate your time, Jessica. And I'm so sorry to hear about your diagnosis, but I do hope that we're able to get you some justice very soon here, okay?
Thank you so much.
Yeah, you have a good rest of your day and Christmas season as well.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you. All right, bye-bye.